Good evening and welcome to another segment of Rhapsody, Symphony, and the History of R&B, where we're going to play for you some of the latest and greatest hits of your time, my time, and our time. And together we should have a good time. R&B music is responsible for some of the greatest love songs in the history of music. But tonight we're going on the other side of the coin. This is called Heartache and Breakups. That's the kind of music you're going to hear this evening. And heartache and breakups equal pain. And I got my buddy, Connie Williams, out of California, poet slash musician. He'll tell you about the pain, and then I'll be back with the music here on Whole World Radio.
Nights are black and blue, battered and bruised, like Mitch Green being taken out on the streets of New York by Mike Tyson. Guess I antagonized love too much. When I assume the position of horizontal animation, I find myself clutching feverishly to this inanimate teddy bear that's all too indicative of our present history. That's all too indicative of our present history. For some reason now, when I lay me down to sleep, girl, dreams don't follow me anymore. I find myself meandering through arteries of abandoned relationships. I want to see you, but I can't. My eyes won't open even though I'm awakened. Every night I examine my pillowcase, struggling to find one strand of your hair, though my bathroom floor is full of them. No, I have not changed the sheets because they reek of our sexuality, and the stains that cover them are like signposts to an age that has passed me by. Your mother told me you got married. Girl, that's hard to believe. Because yesterday you were holding me and calling me your only love. I'm crying now. I'm crying and I know that a man's not supposed to cry. How is your sleep uninterrupted? How can your face still canvas a smile? Girl, you treat me like an obscene phone caller dialing random numbers, like a politician. Like a politician, you are always unavailable for comment. And you know, today I actually had two consecutive thoughts that weren't about you. My days are like sparring sessions, how I am fighting against the hope of a new day in this role I play, like I'm wearing Orson Welles and Citizen Kane's, but I forgot my lines. I forgot my lines and I feel as though I am destined to only rehearsals for love, because it's no way I'm gonna get the part. I will never feel the role, truth be told, so I am sitting alone, isolated, naked in the dark, hoping one night, I'm gonna hear the sound of your key in my door. My sofa's still wet from where we made love the other night. You said I hurt you, but I heeded your request to continue with pugilistic passion, but girl, you stripped me of all of that. Left me with less than my dignity to cling to. You left me dangling like a heavyweight contender awaiting a title shot against a fighter controlled by Don King. Was anything you told me true? Was anything you told me true, or was even our lovemaking contrived? And now it's as though you oblige me with misguided confessions of contrition, as though you might be sad for the damage done to my ability to ever contend again. If it was true, your love was so replete with depths of commitment and trust, and tell me why instantaneously I became inconvenient? And I understand that I am no longer a marketable commodity, but there isn't any way possible for this to have been a mystery. I loved you, girl. I loved you like a devoted Hare Krishna or a Tibetan Buddhist monk or even the Dalai Lama himself. A chant of your name was interminably upon my lips because you were the mantra that brought peace into the reality of my existence. I'm gonna be all right, though. I'll be all right. You see, I just got a year's subscription to Jet Magazine, and I can't wait to behold those centerfolds. Truth is, I'm dying. Dying because I dare to live inside the refuge you provided. Dying because I trusted in the absolute believableness of your promises, how your lips caressed the truth. Dying. Dying because I yearn for how you touch my spirit, massage my essence. You gave reason to my being. Dying because it was your breath I breathe, and my spirit resurrected from a life asphyxiated by an eternity of regrets. Dying. Dying. Dying because you took me at market value, caused my stock to soar beyond the index of love and devotion. Yeah, girl, I am dying. I'm dying. And it's the day following, the day that you are no longer mine. Dying. Dying. Dying.
Again, that was the great Connie Williams out of California. Wonderful poet, musician. Now, next up, it's a couple I think they're in trouble, and I'm gonna let you be the judge. This is Public Announcement. The name of the song is John Doe, here on Whole World Radio, WWR.
Hey, yo, check it out. I'm set up by 7, right?
Yeah, well, go on, man.
Hit him back in about a minute. You know, remember, who's doing that?
Yo, man, somebody on the line, man. Hello?
Is Lily there?
Yeah, she here, man. Yeah, man, it's on the phone.
Hello?
Hello? Can you talk?
Yeah, wait a minute. Let me go in the other room. Okay, what's up?
Yeah, dude want to get out with you tonight. Can you get out?
For dude, I'll pull some strings.
Yeah, he said he want to kick it. He called me. He was like, can you get your girl out tonight?
Alright.
Who was the girl that made you?
I don't know.
This is Aretha Franklin, and this is about a woman in love with a man who he doesn't get it, and just doesn't understand. Let's take a listen.
Ain't no way for me to love. Give you all you need. If you won't let me give all of me.
time. We stroll the beach, holding hands, sharing quality time. What happened between then and now? The love we share, we're lost somehow. It wouldn't last. I know I should have left a long time ago, but I stayed to see, hoping and praying you still love me.
Girl, I gotta go.
Oh, yeah.
I can't stay.
Mm-hmm.
Said things would change, but girl, things are still the same.
Say it one more time.
Girl, I gotta go. I can't stay.
Son, what a precious time. I did all that I could to get through to you, to let you know, girl, it's you I was living for.
But you let your mind play games on you.
Never around. You think that I don't know that you're passing time with the guy next door. Didn't love me one ounce, so like a basketball, I got a bounce.
Girl, I got
oh, yeah.
I can't stay.
You
said
you.
Things would change.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, things are still the same.
Oh, girl.
Girl, mm-hmm. I gotta go. I can't stay.
Gotta go. Bye,
stay
bye,
together.
Bye, bye.
Oh,
That song was Girl, I Gotta Go by David Hollister, former member of Blackstreet. Next up is Regina Bell. What comes around, goes around. She says she's forgiven, but I think she's still mad. Here on Whole World Radio, WWR.
Your new love affair, I heard it nearly took you away from here. Believe me when I tell you, I know how you feel, 'cause I've been there myself.
say, just come back to me.
That was the Five Stair Steps. The song was called Come Back. Now, they were the leading child act. They preceded Michael Jackson and the Jackson Five. They were produced, written for, by the late, great Curtis Mayfield. They actually appeared on his label, which was Kirkdom. Dedicating this program to my cousin, Phyllis Fisher Wright, out of Hackensack, New Jersey, to her and her crew. Keep listening. I got three in a row. Get Gone by Ideal, Not Gonna Cry by Mary J. Blige, and The Whole World's Talking by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, featuring the late, great Teddy Pendergrass, here on Whole World Radio, WWR.
thrill me up, but it's alright. I said it's cool, cause I'm getting rid of you. I think it's not to leave me alone. Get your bag, get the phone, pick up love. Don't want you no more. Said I think it's not to leave me alone. Get the step in, get the hell on.
You can leave me at the drop of a dime. should have loved your ass a thousand times.
Such a good thing.
Oh,
oh, oh, oh.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Rhapsody, Symphony, and the History of R&B. That last song was by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, featuring the late, great Teddy Pendergrass. It was called The Whole World's Laughing at Me. Now, this is one song for me that is my favorite. It's by Whitney Houston. It's from the soundtrack, Waiting to Exhale. It's called Why Does It Hurt So Bad? It's about a woman whose head said she's over it, but her heart is saying, not really. Here on Whole World Radio, WWR.
Why does it hurt so bad? Why do I feel so sad? Thought I was over you, but I keep crying when I don't love you. So why does it hurt so bad? I thought I had let you go, so why does it hurt me so? I gotta get you out of my head. It hurts so bad. So bad day. My life's been better since the day I left you, boy. I must admit life's been kind to me. I went and did the things I said I would do, boy. I found someone who loved me for me. We split, boy. My heart's never been more at ease. And when I think of all the things you put me through, leaving you has been the best thing for me. So why does it hurt so bad?
Hey, oh, you hurt me so bad. don't know how much longer you're gonna be here. So I say my prayers every night, one for my mother, one for my father, and one for the love of my life. So if you decide to leave today, then leave tomorrow at the door, and take only half of yesterday, and forget all hope for the present, 'cause it just went away.
We were five steps from eternity. We were four steps past love
and three wishes.
We were three wishes from touching.
Three. and I'm chilling
at the barbershop, yeah. Right around the bar.
My lady's been treating me like the villain.
Silent treatment there.
Couldn't concentrate on work today. Things on my mind that I could not say. The pride of a man can do you wrong. With your woman's will, it's just as strong. Drama only seems to escalate. The minister's at the church giving his opinion. Your sister's on the couch getting in my business. There comes a time in life when you can't avoid the fight. Oh.
That was Five Steps by Drew Hill. And the last song of the evening that we heard was Gotta Talk It Out by the late, great Gerald Levert. And that's what you gotta do. You gotta talk it out. But you've gotta come to the table with the right frame of mind. For you ladies out there, I can only say you have an image of what your relationship should be in your head. And it might not be the reality of what your relationship is. Let's kind of move that to the side. We don't need a third party. And for you men, she's not a man. She's a woman. And she's going to do things and say things that you are not going to understand or comprehend. When that happens, I say, why not smile, shake your head, and just walk away? Just a little advice, I'm just saying. My engineer has been Mr. Terry Roberts. You've been listening to Rhapsody, Symphony, and the History of R&B. I've been your host, Mr. William Raymond. So be well, take care, and keep listening to Whole World Radio, WWR.